You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Drum roll, please. Jim on Engineering Cigars. You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. So, what's in the box?
Ooh, what's this?
We have the RVGN 5x50. We have the RVGN Extreme 5x50. The Raumzeit 5x50. The Weltschmier 5x50. And the Kraftwerk 5x50. Thank you. I said it all correctly. These were all part of the new blister packs that they released at the PCA this year in New Orleans.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Hey guys, welcome to Smokes episode where everything in life is worth good and disgusting. Yes?
Banned once again.
All right, to my right, I got good old boy Rich. Welcome back.
Yes, it is I.
Good old boy Robert.
Guten Tag, Herr Barger.
Yeah, and good old boy Justin.
Bitte Zane.
And then we got ones and twos. We've got Mike on the ones and twos today. He lost his microphone privileges a while back, and we'll talk about it in small group. But we are the best thing on at 2 a.m., right before Tap Dancing with Stephen Hawkins and Horse Riding 101 with Christopher Reeves. As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, everything that smokes. But today's segment is, drum roll please, Jim on Engineered Cigars. You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. So, what's in the box?
Ooh, what's this?
We have the RVGN 5x50. We have the RVGN Extreme 5x50. The Raumzeit 5x50. The Weltschmier 5x50, and the Kraftwerk 5x50. Now, these were all part... Thank you. I said it all correctly. These were all part of the new blister packs that they released at the PCA this year in New Orleans, which, if you haven't heard that episode, go check out that episode. It's a lot of fun. But these blister packs were awesome. You guys think so?
Yeah, I thought they were fun.
Yeah,
definitely.
They were fun. I think German engineering at its finest.
I think they're all 4x50s, though.
Are they 4x50s?
Yeah, they're the short Robustos.
Okay, 4x50s. I'm sorry, folks. Thank you for the correction, Rich. Listen, but strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today.
That triggers me.
That triggers you?
Yeah. I don't like when you say
blast
strap
from the
on.
Past? Yeah? What was her name? Don't worry.
Summer camp.
If you miss anything, you can download it from our back catalog from SipSudsAndSmokes.com. And we might have video of Rich's summer camp.
Not likely.
If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in the one-on-one episode also at SipSudsAndSmokes.com where you can check us out. Also, go follow us on Instagram. And if you don't, well, you're just suck. Anyway, Robert, is going to go over the smokes ratings today. Robert, tell us about these ratings.
All right. We'll be smoking, discussing these cigars, and rating them with our Sip Suds and Smokes smokes ratings plus signature sound. Here's a sample for your pleasure. I would smoke this again. Three.
That's three, Mike.
That's a three.
A little technical error. He's been drinking, so that's why he's not on mic anymore. He can't stop talking. All right. Listen, Justin's going to tell us about German-engineered cigars. But before he does that, I just want to give a huge shout-out to Klaus and Oliver.
And Uta.
And Uta. And Uta. That's right. That's Oliver's, right. Oliver's wife. Uta. That's right. You guys are awesome, and what you're doing in the cigar industry is awesome.
Yeah, it's well above and beyond what others are doing right now.
You guys have nailed it 100%, and they actually won our Best in Show of Award at the PCA.
Yes.
And if you go look at GermanEngineeredCigars.com, you'll see on their landing page the award that we presented them with.
Well, that's awesome.
Seek the Holy Grail.
That's it is. Our awards are the Holy Grail.
Our awards are the Holy Grail. There was some,
highly sought after.
There was some other awards that other podcasts had put out, and I was like, yeah, we paid for that. Yeah. We built ours.
That's right.
None of ours were the Golden Mike Award for Sip Sudden Smokes.
That's right. That's right. Mike wouldn't let us do that one because it didn't come out right. It was in brown. Fadudu, yeah? Anyway, Robert.
Nope.
You did great. Justin, tell us about the German-engineered cigars.
German-engineered cigars was founded by Oliver and Klaus in 2015. The idea that cigar blending could be approached with the same precision and discipline found in engineering. Rather than relying solely on tradition or instinct, the goal is to create cigars through structured, methodical process. Each component serves a defined purpose. From the start, the brand focused on consistency, balance, and performance, treating each blend as a system to be refined and perfected. This foundation laid the groundwork for a new way of thinking about cigars, combining technical analysis with craftsmanship to deliver a dependable and repeatable experience. German Engineered Cigars is celebrating 10 years of applying unique, precision-driven approach to cigar craftsmanship. From the beginning, the brand is focused on combining the discipline of German engineering with the artistry of traditional cigar making, resulting in blends designed with structure, balance, and consistency in mind. Over the past decade, this methodical process has set cigar engineers apart, emphasizing calculated blending and repeatable results rather than relying solely on tradition. Each cigar is developed with careful attention, how each component works together, creating a refined and dependable smoking experience. And Rich is going to start us off with RVGN.
Now listen, Rich is going to start us off with the RVGN. However, beforehand.
Well, I just have to say, Justin, you did that well. Very well.
Spot on.
Yeah, you need to go drink some more and try it again.
I would listen to an Audible book from you, but only if it was spoken in German.
Yeah. I'd be happy to do that.
Ja.
Yeah. I'm not paying for that either. It's free.
Of course. What are you, Jewish?
Too soon, Justin. Too soon. All right. Listen. It's so funny because when we first met Oliver and Klaus, we met them in Vegas. Me and Rich met them in Vegas.
Yes.
And I think Mike was there. Were you there with us? And Justin, you were there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was lurking in the background somewhere. Yeah, it was a lot of fun when we met them. But we, listen, the way that they describe their cigars to people is unlike anyone describes their cigars to anyone. And you know, for the first, you know, year or so, it was like the butt end of the joke a little bit, like, they do this and that and that. But the more that we think, the more and more I meet them and more I spend, like, a little bit of time talking to them, like, those dudes have passion behind what they do.
They really warmed up over the years.
And, man, they have just, when they see us coming, they're like, oh, hi, You know, and they're just always happy to see us, and we're happy to see them. And I am so glad that they're celebrating 10 years. Congratulations to German Engineered Cigars for celebrating 10 years. That's huge.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, 10 years on anything is huge. And like,
well, it shows that they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And I think they're just, it's going to,
yeah,
it's going to go from here.
And I, and what's funny is that from the day one of smoking their cigars, like, I saw the quality in their work.
Yeah.
And so me just, you know, making jokes at you know, at the Germans, you know, it's fun, but like what they're doing, like they've got it, you know, they're really pushing forward with the new era of cigars.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes in with their packaging and their branding and everything that they're doing. And it's really, it's humbling and awesome to see a brand come out like that and be so strong. And it,
they're folks, getting some attention, guys.
That's right.
They're getting some attention. And if you see these cigars,
yes,
anywhere, you need to pick one up.
Pick up a box.
Yep.
And we'll be right back after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with.
Hey, welcome back from buying all of these precious items that we have told you to purchase.
Buy those diamonds for your airline.
Buy them.
Do it now.
Anyway, Rich is going to start us off with the RVGN.
So RVGN, which stands for Rauschvergnügen, which translates roughly into smoking pleasure in German. This is how they describe this cigar.
Yeah, you got to read it in a German accent.
Speeding around Nürburgring in an open race car on a magnificent sunny morning.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's great. I'll give it a 4.
It could be Sunday.
It could be Sunday, but it's sunny, whatever day it is. From the first impression, you hit with a highly aromatic, chocolatey wrapper. The cold draw brings fresh hay, green fields, and a touch of mint. Once lit, the cigar opens into cedarwood, alpine herbs, and moist forest, layered with notes of peat, coffee, ginger, and even a mechanical edge. What they describe as
rust.
What they describe as brake fluid, and what is that? Schnuschenpeppe?
Szechuan.
It's a medium-bodied cigar engineered to feel fast, bright, and consistently evolving.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this was their very first cigar blend they released. Okay. And this cigar reminds me of some of the more vintage Davidoffs that I have smoked.
Oh, interesting.
It's very much a nice smoke mouth feel, very chill burn. Doesn't get hot in your hand like... Really, you could. There's patience involved in making this, and their wrappers are extremely thin. Because it's what. Did you read what it was made from?
Yeah. So the wrapper is an Ecuadorian hybrid seed. The binder is a Dominican Criollo 98. Fillers Dominican, Nicaraguan, Pennsylvania, USA, Polito style. So.
Yeah. Now, this is what we were able to pull offline, so if I'm incorrect in any of that, we apologize.
No, it's correct.
Yeah. But the wrapper, that Ecuadorian is just... Yeah, go ahead.
What? Are we going to talk about the chip?
In a second.
Okay,
will you calm down, sir?
I'm sorry.
We're talking about this cigar.
I know. That's how I found out that you were correct.
Eat chips later.
Nah.
Yeah.
Come on.
You eat when you are ready.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a medium-bodied cigar. Very satisfying.
Yeah, I love this cigar. What about you, Robert? Just, oh, yeah? Is that all you got?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Very smooth. I mean, for a cigar like, you know, just what you're reading about, it's a lot smoother than I expected.
Yeah.
It just had a great taste, had a great smoke. Construction was great.
Yeah. Justin, what do you think?
This cigar started out amazing, but I wouldn't recommend smoking it in a hot tub because that could cause relight issues with the extreme humidity. So the smoke humidity, it in yeah. a dry place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that would be any cigar.
Justin. Yeah. Way to go,
I mean,
buddy.
His hot tub is inside of his sauna, so let's just... He tries to get stoned with two birds at once.
You
know?
You must be multitasking.
That's right. Maximum yeah! effort. But honestly, this was the cigar out the gate a few years ago at PCA that they give us. And when they only had one or two cigars in their line. And I remember walking away going, man, I really... You know, in my mind, you know, you see brands, you judge brands based yep. on branding, right?
Yeah.
And it's very minimalist branding. And so when I walking away from that, I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to like this cigar. And I remember smoking it and going,
yeah,
I was wrong. And their branding has grown upon me very much so to where, like, when they start talking about the robots that gives you a slice of cake and driving around, you know, the Nuremberg Ring with, you know, the sun down, you know, sun beating on your face. And it's yep. just like, yeah, I could get behind that. Like, that's cool. You know, so what are we going to rate it here? What are we going to give her? Yeah, we'll give it a 4.
Magnificent.
And I'm going to tell us about the RVGN Extreme. The RVGN Extreme is a medium-bodied hand-rolled long filler made by Inter Cigar in the Dominican Republic. German-engineered cigars describes the aromatic experience as leading the race in Nuremberg and managing the wet track. It says, I'm going to butcher this. Achtung, Nordschleife. Yeah, that was horrible. There's a reason that I don't live in Germany. Yeah. And the wrapper gives aromas.
You're a chick.
Yeah, because I
hear ginger.
That's right. That's right. They don't like gingers.
I wish to register a complaint.
The wrapper gives aroma of honey and mint. The cold draw shows lavender, honey, wet grass, and cool rain. And the smoke brings oak, alpine herbs, wet leather, pine forest, espresso, hot titanium, dark cocoa, cherries, and white pepper. And it's available as a 54 cm cubed Toro and a 6.25 by 52. Cubed is to the third, right? Yeah. I listened in math class, at least.
Okay.
It's a Mexican undisclosed seed wrapper. I'm assuming it's going to be a San Andreas, but maybe not. Dominican Olor, Jacuigan Zone Carbonell Variety. Somebody help me with these words. I need help. The fillers are Piloto Criollo 98 from the DR, Mayo, like mayonnaise, and Nicaraguan Condega. What's the, is it Mao? Is that what it is? Is it Mao?
Yeah.
Mao, okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, this English is hard for me.
And the other word was Hawakwa.
Hawakwa. Oh, man, I'd have never got that one. Yeah. Maybe that's going to come up next to my Duolingo. Hopefully. Duolingo tobacco series.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Listen, I just smoked this cigar today, actually. This was the last one in the flight that I had to smoke, and it was pretty pleasant. A little spicy. Had a lot of that pepper up front. But other than that, it burned great. Had
I mean,
no
they call it the V,
yeah.
The RVGN Extreme, right?
Yeah.
Which is...
And I keep thinking of the old metal band Extreme. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you wanna dance?
Anyways, my point being...
Actually, do you wanna play?
Point being, it was a little bit more hefty than the RVGN.
Yeah.
A little more extreme, you might say?
A little bit more extreme.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The Extreme.
Maximum flavor.
That's right.
Da.
That's right. It was really good. I enjoyed it. Did you smoke it?
I did. Again, it's more pepper forward than anything else in the sample pack.
Correct.
I really enjoyed it. I like a pepper forward cigar anyway, so it hit all the things that I like in a cigar.
Yeah. Justin?
This one started out like a normal cigar, and then by the second, third, it went to the extreme style.
Yeah.
It had a great balance of fruit, floral, and pepper. And this one kicked butt right to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real good.
I think all of these, I felt like all of these were real consistent throughout, too,
So that's one thing we're going to get into when we come back from break is this blister pack and how we're going to figure that out. You know, there's a lot that going on with that blister pack and humidification. How is that going to play in? Because I did notice a couple of things.
It dried it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of dryness, but I think it can be mitigated. And we'll be right back to talk about it.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we are back. Welcome. We are talking of German engineering cigars and just went over the RVGN Extreme. And what were we going to rate that? And give it a 4 all around.
Magnificent.
Now, I want to take a second and talk about this blister pack. Me and Robert are arguing about.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the humidification in these blister packs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. We talked to Oliver, or I don't know if you did, but I talked to Oliver. And what's his name?
Klaus.
Oliver and Klaus. And they never said that this was supposed to be a humidified pack.
They did. They did not say that. Correct.
They recommend you take it and you throw it in your humidor.
Yeah.
So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if there was a way that could be, you know,
it would be cool,
humidified.
Like if you could somehow when you're running them through the line and sealing them,
humidify.
If you could put a little bit of humidity in there with them, you know. But I don't know what that would be, because then you run the risk of promoting mold inside the packaging.
Yeah.
Well, if the cigars are naturally humidified to begin with, and they're sealed in a blister pack, there's nowhere for that humidification to go.
Yeah, but I don't think
you mean it's not porous.
It's not cellophane.
The plastic on the bottom isn't.
It's aluminum foil.
Oh, what about the bubbles on the bottom?
Well,
aluminum.
The point being,
aluminum.
The point being is, it's not supposed to be 100%.
It's not a long term thing.
No.
Yeah.
So, what they were saying, and I was there when they were talking to him about it. Because they're perforated, you can rip one cigar off. They prefer you cut it, because I will say I went to push one of the cigars out and pop two out.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Yeah.
And that was my fault, because I was being a little rough with it. But, you know, if they want you to cut scissors down
them.
It's
not a suppository.
That's right. That's right. I was in a hurry. My hands were slippery.
It's easy to open. Let me put it that way. Because sometimes my concern when I first saw them was, am I going to ruin the cigar by pushing it through?
Yeah.
They recommend running your thumbnail across the line.
It's so simple to break open.
It's so easy to break open. I think the packaging is more gimmicky than it is anything else at this point. And I say gimmicky, but
I don't think gimmicky is the word I would use. I would say utilitarian.
Well,
like, it's utilitarian to the point where if I've got them, why not? Because if I've got them in my humidor and I'm going to play golf, with Mike and watch his horrible golf game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to grab
gonna
the...
If you're going to play golf with Mike, you better bring more than five cigars.
That's right, because he's hacking and slashing, yeah, I mean, so I'll bring two of these packs.
Half, half the day.
I will be. That's right.
But yeah, no, it's utilitarian and it's convenient. It's a pack. You can. It's easy to give people. It's easy to throw in your bag. Yeah.
Even if you're going out with the boys or girls or whomever.
100%. But I don't think that it's like, number one, it's not protecting the cigars in any ways. You can still crush them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's not humidifying them in any way.
Correct.
So, but it is fun. I'd have to say that. And it is kind of easy and convenient.
Here's what I like about it. At PCA, everybody was talking about it.
That's all they talked about.
That was the success right there. Gimmick, yeah, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is something that is going to be long-term in the cigar industry. Everybody's going to go
See, I disagree.
This. Unless they improve on it.
No,
I
even disagree
it.
With that. Mm-hmm. I think as a standalone product right now, I think if more brands would put something in that category that's an ease of access item, that then you'll see more things fall
off
the
shelf.
Yeah,
but the ease of access doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a blister pack.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to find a way to get not this smoker, but they're trying to get the next generation of smoker.
Right.
Looking
at
something that's different.
Not the kids.
But they're looking at that next generation going, how do we get them? Yeah. What's the appeal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's going to be with their bands.
Right. But that's the big thing.
The big thing is their bands. Now, let's talk about the next cigar right quick before we go into the bands, because we are going to be crunched for time. So let's hear, Justin, tell us about the Weltschmerz.
Yeah, the Weltschmerz is a feeling of melancholy and world weariness. It's a cigar for the darker moments of life. Weltschmerz is the emotional core of the brand. The cigar rooted in nostalgia and reflection. The experience is described as back in the rolling hills of home, the oven still warm, and childhood memories in the air. All is well. The first impression brings mahogany wood, stable notes, and a touch of lavender. The cold draw introduces chocolate, raisins, candied orange, and a fresh meadow air with a hint of mint. Once lit, it unfolds into green grass, sandy soil, hazelnuts, and toast with raw oak, layered in vanilla, blueberries, and toasted walnuts, and a deep sense of warmth and darkness. It's a medium-bodied cigar designed to feel personal, grounding, and atmospheric. This was a very floral cigar for me.
What?
A very floral cigar, like the green grass and the was very prominent, but it all came together with the other notes, like in the last third.
Yeah. So your reading was putting me to sleep.
I was really
so dumb. Soft voice.
I know.
He's an attorney. He charges by the hour.
That's right. That's right. So what was the wrapper binder filler on that one?
It was Ecuador Habano Oscuro. The binder was a Nicaragua Jalapa. And the fillers was Nicaragua Esteli and Jalapa.
Now, the Weltschmerz is one of my favorite cigars in their line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this... this isn't the...
Justin, tell me what you thought about it when you smoked it.
So the first third, like I said, was a lot of grass and floral notes, flowers, and all the other notes came in mostly in the last third. So this is one you smoke to the very nub till it almost burns your fingers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you're going to miss out.
Yeah, I smoked it down to the nub as well.
I love this
You
one.
Guys, you love
this
it too?
100%. This is a great cigar.
I mean, what are we going to give it? We're going to give it a 5.
Also, a cool thing about that cigar, if you lose it at night and you have a black light, you can find it because the word glows in the dark.
It does.
That's right.
It glows in the dark. The band glows in the dark.
Yes.
But that's not the coolest thing about their bands. Let me tell you guys a little something. And this was...
Tell us.
Some of the PCA... Some of the... You know, we stayed in the place and had the
thing with the things.
The thing with the peoples and the stuff. And it's like... No, when I sat down and started talking about German-engineered cigars at the fire pit and the other podcasters were there, none of them thought about this. All they wanted to talk about was the blister pack. And I looked at him and I was like, guys, hold your phone to this band real quick. And they held their phone to the band. And what happened? Robert, tell them what happened.
It immediately brings up the cigar. It tells you when the cigar was made, where it was made, it gives you all the flavor notes of the cigar. It also gives you a place to put any comments you might have for the cigar.
And when they were talking about this, they were talking about